This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, May 24th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, federal prosecutors have subpoenaed Governor Rod Blagojevich's campaign fund. We'll look at how that may be impacting working out a budget deal with lawmakers. And meteorologist Ed Kieser has a look at your forecast. But first, a look at today's news. It may get tougher for Illinois teenagers to get driver's licenses. Legislation is on its way to the governor's desk that would also put increased limits on teens when they do get their licenses. Amanda Vinicky has more.
The legislation sponsor, Democrat John DiMicco of Chicago, admits when he was 16, he couldn't wait to get his license and drive.
Absolutely. I was probably the first one in line, and I will be the first one to say that I'm lucky to be here today because when I was 16, I made a lot of foolish decisions when I was behind the wheel.
Even though he admits some teens will initially resent the changes, including his own teenage daughter and her friends, he says they'll appreciate it later. The measure triples the amount of time a teen must hold a learner's permit, from 3 to 9 months. Curfew will be an hour earlier, and it will apply to 17-year-olds, though there are exemptions for work or school. If it becomes law, teen drivers would have to follow the new restrictions beginning in January. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
There's more confusion in Springfield over how to put together a new Illinois state budget. Speaker Michael Madigan announced yesterday that House Democrats don't support raising the state income or sales tax, but they are interested in spending more money on schools and roads. It's not clear where that money might come from. Madigan and other lawmakers say expansion of gambling is one possibility. The legislative session is supposed to end next Thursday, but officials are still far apart over the budget. Governor Blagojevich wanted $8.6 billion in business tax increases. The money would go to schools, health care, and education. But lawmakers aren't going along with that idea. Meanwhile, Blagojevich promises to veto any income or sales tax increase. Madigan says the veto threat is one reason his members aren't interested in voting for a tax increase. Attorneys say former Governor George Ryan will be broke unless a judge says he can keep a $60,000 yearly pension earned in public office before scandals led to his federal racketeering conviction. Attorneys for Ryan say the former governor should be allowed to keep his state pension earned over 24 years. As a county board member, state representative, and lieutenant governor, they argue Ryan wasn't accused of crimes in those years. But state retirement officials say Ryan must forfeit all pension benefits because the corruption occurred while he was a state employee. Ryan filed a lawsuit last year after the General Assembly Retirement System Board voted unanimously to take away his entire $197,000 a year annual pension. They said his conviction wiped out all benefits. Parkland College's Board of Trustees plans to hold interviews with candidates for interim president next month. Trustees voted during a special meeting last night to keep college administration in the hands of its three vice presidents over the next few weeks until an interim president is chosen. Trustees at the community college in Champaign are looking for a temporary successor to Robert Exley, who resigned earlier this month after a short tenure disrupted by personal problems, including a heart attack. Parkland Board Chairman James Ayers says the interim might serve several months to a year until a permanent president is hired. He says the temporary nature of the job should not be an obstacle in attracting strong candidates.
Parkland College has a reputation throughout the nation as being one of the premier community colleges. We should be able to attract high-quality applicants for a permanent position as well as an interim.
Ayers says Parkland trustees already have specific candidates in mind for interim president, including Vice President Tom Ramage, who heads up the team of vice presidents currently running the college. Ayers says whoever is hired as interim president could be a candidate to take the job on a permanent basis. International Paper has announced plans to close its 170-worker containerboard mill in Terre Haute by the end of this year. The Memphis, Tennessee-based company says they closed the mill because of its relatively small size and high manufacturing costs. Salaried employees will receive severance pay and benefits, and the company will negotiate closing details with the union representing production workers. The Terre Haute mill began operations in 1917. International Paper acquired it in 1998. Indiana's Supreme Court rejected a request to loosen the rules of a pilot program that allows cameras into local courtrooms. Media access advocates say that decision creates a need for redoubled efforts to generate test cases before the project's end. The Indiana Broadcasters Association sent a letter to the court in January asking the justices to amend the program's rules to give trial court judges sole discretion on whether to permit cameras in their courtrooms. Only 5 test cases had been recorded since the project's July 2006 launch, but the Supreme Court declined to change the rules, which require consent from all parties involved in a case before journalists can bring recording equipment into a courtroom. Carl Clinic is adding a facility to a growing area in southwest Champaign. The primary care center at the I-57 Curtis Road interchange is the first major groundbreaking to be held in the area. The facility will be nearly identical to the one being built in southeast Urbana, providing adult, family, and pediatric medicine and psychology imaging services, as well as a drive-up pharmacy. President and CEO Bruce Wellman says this center will replace a Champaign facility just to the north.
This allows us to have a space where we can expand in the future and where the clinic can continue to be near the patients that it serves. Moving from the current Mattis facility down to here is not that big of a distance for those folks, and it gives us access to right off the expressway that we haven't quite had before.
Unlike the Urbana Care Center, the 68,000-square-foot Champaign Clinic will also offer dermatology and weight management. Both centers are expected to open next spring. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. A published report says federal prosecutors subpoenaed Governor Rod Blagojevich's campaign fund. It's part of a larger investigation that has resulted in indictments of Blagojevich's friends and advisors. This latest news comes at a time when the governor is trying to work out a budget deal with lawmakers. Sean Crawford reports on how the revelation could affect public policy.
State budgets are complicated. Often numerous side deals must be cut in order to get enough votes to pass a spending plan. Governors for years have rammed through controversial measures, such as tax and fee hikes. In exchange for their vote, legislators are assured they'll get new projects in their areas. But with a federal subpoena of his campaign fund hanging over his head, Rod Blagojevich could be left on a political island with few allies. Even so, Crete Democratic Senator Debbie Halverson says the stepped-up investigation into the administration's hiring policies won't have a major impact on this year's budget.
His proposals were put out there already, and they haven't been totally embraced. So that hasn't changed. Just because now these new allegations came out in the newspaper, I don't see anything changing. We felt for months that a lot of the things he has suggested isn't the way to go.
Blagojevich has often used lawmakers for his own political gain, holding them up as examples of business as usual at the Capitol and attacking them when they refuse to go along with his ideas. Many fellow Democrats have complained they're unable to get a meeting with him. That's led to a strained relationship, one that Chicago Senator William Delgado says won't improve based on the latest news.
I'm concerned that his focus can now no longer be just on us. It was hard enough to keep his attention when it was just us. So I am a little concerned, however. I would hope that he can work out all his political situations and focus on why he's there, and that's doing the people's work. And waking up this morning and Dan saying, sheesh, it's living in Illinois. You know, it's just getting very exhausting.
Delgado is not alone. Democrats had hoped for a better image when they came to power. Blagojevich is the first Democrat since the mid-1970s and was voted into office in the wake of the scandal-ridden administration of Republican George Ryan. Blagojevich preached reform and renewal, but instead the public has been subjected to repeated stories of alleged ethical abuses. The governor has not been charged with any legal wrongdoing, and he's denied any knowledge of schemes to funnel money to his campaign in exchange for favors. Many in his own party give him the benefit of the doubt, like Lake County Senator Terry Link.
First of all, it's just an investigation right now, and, when they investigate, what are they investigating for? Are they investigating, is there a tie to campaign funds and what's getting done? Is there the amounts, who knows?
Link says any legal troubles the governor might have won't change how lawmakers work with him. But another Democratic senator, Mike Jacobs of East Moline, says he's concerned about perception. Jacobs says he's been working to get money for needs in his district, such as a Quad Cities campus for Western Illinois University. He's talked with the governor about it, but says he might shy away from future meetings.
If the governor wants to sit down with me in a private room, I'll be a little nervous. I am. And it's not because I don't trust him. It's not because I don't admire him or respect him. But, you know, look, the guy could be in real serious political trouble here. Not only political trouble, criminal trouble. And maybe they're not aiming for him. But I'll tell you what, it's his name on the campaign account. And if my name was on the campaign account and the federal government was checking me, I'd be scared to death.
A Blagojevich spokesperson says the governor won't be distracted during budget negotiations and says he remains committed to helping working families. The governor will try to use the strength of his office to push his plans forward, all the while ignoring the looming federal probe. Former Governor George Ryan's campaign fund was convicted of being a criminal conspiracy. While Blagojevich continues to try to paint himself as different than his predecessor, reports of investigations and subpoenas are a story that's all too familiar. I'm Sean Crawford.
Now meteorologist Ed Kieser has a look at the forecast.
The forecast for Illinois and Indiana for today: in northwestern and west central Illinois, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms arriving during the afternoon. Elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny. High temperatures ranging from 83 in northwestern Illinois to 92 in northeastern Indiana. Tonight in the north and central sections, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. In the south, partly to mostly cloudy. Lows ranging from 47 in far northwestern Illinois to 64 in the far south. Tomorrow in far northern Illinois, partly to mostly sunny. In the far south, partly sunny with a few isolated showers and thunderstorms possible. Elsewhere, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs ranging from 62 along the Chicago lakefront to 84 in far southern Indiana. The Champaign-Urbana forecast: today mostly sunny, windy, and hot. The high around 90. Wind from the south 15 to 25 miles per hour with higher gust. Tonight mostly cloudy with some showers and thunderstorms. The low 59. Wind shifting from southwesterly to northerly at 7 to 14 miles per hour. Tomorrow mostly cloudy and cooler with occasional showers. The high 74. Wind from the northeast to east at 6 to 12 miles per hour. Tomorrow night mostly cloudy with a chance of a few showers. The low 58. Saturday mostly cloudy with periods of rain and thunderstorms. The high 78. Tomorrow night, Saturday night, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, low near 60. Sunday, mostly cloudy with occasional showers and thunderstorms. The high on Sunday, 76.
This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, May 24th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.